This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 682. That kid's dad might have tax problems, but the kid's mom is toxic. I love it when people have like really intense thoughts about the narratives that happen in these commercials, because that commercial is captivating.
That was something that Mike, like, he listened to our commercials more than anybody.
For sure.
Because he'd come in and be like, that Bluebell commercial. It's like you're on your deathbed dying, but they're just singing
just
to you.
Ditch that lady.
You made a new best friend. And then what was the other one that he was always like that with these commercials, though, where he would be very invested. Big Lou's story.
Look, we're all invested in Big Lou's story. So would you describe the Texas Rangers as a team that is desperate to win?
No.
Okay. Do you think that's...
You make bold moves when you're desperate.
Okay. And that's probably where I'm
at. Maybe not smart moves, but bold.
Do you think that would have been different if they hadn't won the World Series in 2023?
Not for Chris Young.
Because he...
Like that dude wants to win every day.
Chris Young is desperate to win, right?
Yeah, he wants to win every day. That's just internally, he's the kind of guy that's like, I wake up and I have to win this next step.
Right, right.
I have to win the shower. I have to win the scale. I have to win the toothbrush. That's how I feel he is that's what he's looking for. But I do agree with you that Ray Davis won his World Series and was like, all right, I spent the required money to get that.
Right.
Rangers fans told me if we won, they would show up and they would do all these things. We have done that. We have the stadium. We have all the things. We're good. But I don't think, because he has won a World Series now, I think he's like, all right, good. I added that to the, it's not like Jerry where he wants to win the most Super Bowl ever. We'll get to that at 1 o'clock. But he's not like, I don't think he's in that vein. He is a bottom line guy that showed up and was like, I got tired of getting my ass kicked. So we made some moves and we did something. And then it won. And that was good. And I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. I think that's where he is.
From the 2-4, just like that lady that said she never thought in a million years she'd have to use life insurance. Like, you thought your husky, I believe, was going to live a million years? Get serious. So people are providing commentary on commercial issues that they have. But to your greater point, the Rangers Bleacher Report put out this little blurb to kind of go along with the Rangers just won it all 3 seasons ago. But their window, it was really 2. But their window to get another one is probably closing fast. Jacob deGrom turns 38 in June. Nathan Eovaldi will be 36 by opening day. And Corey Seager's not getting any younger or any cheaper. And you see the continual discussion of we have to improve from within. We have to improve from within, which realistically...
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I agree. But isn't it also code for our owner's not going to spend any more money?
It also get... Yes.
It is.
But yeah. Also, what does that require? If you're going to get better from within...
Changing people who are making your picks from within.
In the system that you have.
Yeah.
Like, the reason you have Jack Leiter is because that was a no-brainer, get Jack Leiter. The reason you have Wyatt Langford, no-brainer, get Wyatt Langford. Evan Carter was a gamble that nobody else really knew about. And honestly, physically, his body, he helped deliver the World Series. But since then, it's been like, oh, maybe that was part of the gamble. But this is a system unlike any other. I guess the hockey kind of has their junior leagues too.
Yeah.
But the minor league system is built for back and forth within Major League Baseball. And your minor league system has been poor for decades, generations, it feels like. And if you're going to get better from within, you have to stock that full of talent, and you have to make sure that the people that are in the positions to observe and help that talent are helping them develop to the next level. And the Rangers have, over those decades and generations, proven that they are not good at that.
I'm going to just compare, because I've seen a couple of people mention this team. Do you think the Dodgers are desperate to win a World Series? Because I think they are. I think they show with their moves, even though they're the back-to-back defending champions.
Rested on laurels at all.
Not at all.
They're like, and they also are like, we have all the money.
That's
like,
fair. And I'm not saying you got to spend that amount of money.
Yeah, but no, I see the desperation. They're like, we want to build, because they don't want to build a one-year champion. They want to build a 10-year dynasty. They're like, how do we make this happen? And the only way to do it is do what the Yankees did during their era, during the late 90s, 2000s. Just go get everything. Everything you could possibly think of, never leave a hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you had to guess right now, what would you project the Rangers' record at?
This year?
For 2026.
I don't think they're going to be 500.
You think they're going to be below 500?
78 wins.
Okay, so going into the season last year, they were projected at 85.5 wins. And for people who always ask, remember, they set it like that so there won't be a whole bunch of ties or pushes.
Give me a second, Kevin. I'm sorry. I am negating the fact that you just added Skip. I have no clue what to think of him.
For sure.
I know I felt like the energy had dropped off completely at the last, you know, stretch there with Boach, and that's unfortunate. Love that man so much. But I am negating the potential energy that Skip might add and inject into this clubhouse. I just don't feel like you have the offensive talent to do what you need to do.
Well, and look, Vegas does not agree with you, doesn't disagree with you too much. So 85.5 wins to project for the start of last year. Now it's dropped to 83.5.
Okay.
Will the Rangers make the playoffs? No is a -145. So essentially they've got the Rangers at about a 46-47% chance of making the playoffs. And so it feels kind of similar to perhaps how a lot of us felt going into last year. Yeah, I think this team could maybe win 86, 80, 88, 89 mm-hmm. games on the higher end, which should hopefully be enough to get you in the playoffs. And then at that point, if DeGrom is rolling, if Eovaldi is rolling, if you found that Leiter really can take yet another step after he took a big step last year, then that feels like a team that would be feared in mm-hmm. the playoffs with that starting pitching.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So, Kevin, look at the... look at the lineup, though. Who's leading off for you?
Is it going to be Wyatt?
Maybe Nemo. Like, that's a potential.
Oh, yeah,
that's a possibility.
I can see that.
Wyatt, because you can hit him second, probably. Have Seager third. After that, do you have a big coin flip on everybody? Like, that's how I feel about the rest of this lineup. Is like, I don't know, they're all interchangeable. There's nobody that makes me go, I have to put Adolis at four.
Right.
There's nobody that I have to have at four. And then it's just, all right, I got to figure out where this line. I don't fear anything other than those two, really, honestly.
Yeah.
And you need more than that.
Yeah. And you're hoping that Higashioka continues to do what he did last year.
He had some fun pop last year,
yeah,
man.
But you're depending on. Jock Peterson needs to make a big turnaround. You need big things from Jake Berger. And I'm not disputing that all of those are true, but isn't that all necessitated by the fact that you're not going to spend any more money? Because mm-hmm. otherwise, you'd be like, Jock Peterson had one of the worst offensive seasons in the history of modern baseball. We can move on from him. But you can't because you spent money on that player option, which, of course, he picked up. You need Jake Berger because he is a cheaper player. And, like, you look at a lot of the things that the Rangers did, the people that they brought in were because of the $11 million they saved bringing in Nimmo for Marcus Semien. Mm-hmm. They didn't spend additional money. They essentially spent what they made off of making that trade. So there's just nothing about this offseason that has screamed urgency. So I would also say it doesn't feel like they're desperate to win a World Series at all. But the thing that doesn't bother me as much about it is because I guess that's what I expected. You know, I'm not saying that's cool. You should try to improve your team. But didn't we all think this is, like, pretty much exactly how this would go?
2-1-4. Yeah, yes. Yes. Nimmo, Langford, Seager, Berger, Peterson, Young, Smith, Jansen, Carter. That back three, Josh Smith has had his opportunities.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
We've seen him play enough.
Yeah.
Young... I don't have a clue what version I'm getting of him, sure. Dude. And that's, I guess, better from within is what that's. He's also speaking to that. I have to have career year from Josh Young, and career year from Smith, and
career health from Seager.
Yeah, health from Young. Health from Evan Carter. Health from all these things. And so, like, those things right there. That's, you did get that 1 year. You got a magical career years out of every single one of those players.
And it, honestly, if this is the price that you had to pay for it, I make that deal every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I accept. It just sucks now that you're there. But remember, like, even with Nimmo, Nimmo's a player that the Mets didn't really think needed to be around anymore. And so we traded player yeah, we didn't sounds, want for player sounds, they didn't want.
Sounds like they had some political strife going on in their clubhouse, too. That's weird. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, the Mets are a fascinating organization right there. But, yeah, I just, you know, as we're about, what, 6-7 weeks away from being at spring training, so the time's coming up on us quickly, I just kind of wanted to gauge the fan base and see where everybody was. But I think you're right about some of that health stuff is, man, Seager, Young, Carter, if you could get health there, that feels like a huge deal.
No, listen, this lineup has the potential to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm probably down on it because last year it was bad.
Sure.
And I've seen it awesome before.
And will you be able to maintain without Mike Maddux on the pitching front?
We'll see. But it has the potential. It has all these questions that can only be answered through the season.
Right.
These things that we're concerned about right now. I'll tell you this. end of February, beginning of March, whenever we get head out to Arizona for spring training, because nobody does spring training like the KNC Mashpeece and the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Nobody. I'll be pumped. I'll be ready for baseball season to get rolling. It's just I have questions, concerns, hopes for Chris Young, and I think that dude is the same guy that's sitting there looking at that board. Remember the old drop-down board I used to tell you about
that
John Daniels would have? He's looking at that board, and he's just like, we got to figure out how to make this thing better. I think that that's absolutely what he's doing, and I'll be right there ready to go roll with it too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.